going to talk about money today. Just straight up, we're going to talk about money. Now, why are we going to talk about money? Well, two main reasons. One is, at Church by the Glades, we never really talk about money. Some of you are like, I know, that's why I come here, because you never talk about my money. But we actually went back in the archives and checked. It's been over 2 years since Pastor David or any of us have taught on biblical finances, money, tithing, things. Over 2 years. And we know a lot of people are struggling in that area, so we want to talk about it. But even more importantly than that, we want to talk about it because Jesus talked about it. I don't know if you knew this, but Jesus talked more about money than he did heaven and hell combined. Jesus spoke more about money than he did grace or mercy. And Jesus is known for...
Yeah, actually, that's just patently false. That is not true. Now, let me go off on an excursion here. I'm going to read to you an exhaustive list. And yes, it's a list. I apologize. But this is an exhaustive list of all of Jesus's parables. And we're going to ask the question, the parable in question, is it about money management? Okay, because that's what Pastor Corey, and I've heard this quote from Perry Noble, I've heard Rick Warren say it, I've heard Craig Rochelle say this, I've heard so many seeker-driven pastors just pass this information along as if it's true, and it's not. So let's take a list. This is an exhaustive list of all of the parables in the New Testament from Jesus. Okay, number one, the growing seed. Now, is the growing seed about money management? The kingdom of God, is if a man should scatter seed on the ground, he sleeps and rises night and day, and the seed sprouts. Nope, that's not about money management. Here we go. Next one, the two debtors. Oh well, this sounds like it could be about money management, right? Well, let's take a closer look at. We're looking at Luke chapter 7. Here's what it says. Jesus said, a certain moneylender had two debtors. One owed 500 denarii, the other 50. And when they could not pay, he canceled the debt of both. Now, which of them will love him more? So is this about money management? No, this is about the forgiveness of sins. Okay, so the parable of the two debtors is not about money. The lamp under a bushel, not about money. The parable of the Good Samaritan, not about money management. The friend at night, that's not about money management. How about the rich fool? Now, see, now we got rich in here, so maybe, just maybe, let's take a look. Here's what it says in Luke chapter 12, 16 through 21. He, Jesus, told them a parable. The land of a rich man produced plentifully, and he thought to himself, what shall I do? For I have nowhere to store my crops. And he said, I will do this. I will tear down my barns and build larger ones, and there I will store up all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Eat, drink, and be merry. But God said to him, fool, this night your soul is required of you, and the things that you have prepared, whose will they be? So is the one who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. Okay, now, so this in a sense is talking about money management, okay? But in reality, this is dealing with idolatry. This is because what's this man's idol? Well, it's money. So we'll say that parable, the rich fool, that technically is about money management. Okay, so here we go. Next one, the wise and foolish builders. Is that about money management? Well, let's take a look at that one right there, and let's see if what this one's about. Everyone who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who's built his house on the rock. This is from Matthew 7. So no, that is not about money management. So how about the new wine into old wineskins? Nope, not about money management. Parable of the strong man? Nope, not about, definitely not about that. The parable of the sower? Nope, that's not about money management. The tares? Nope. The barren fig tree? Nope. Parable of the mustard seed? Nope. The leaven? Nope. The parable of the pearl? Now see, pearls are that those have to do with things of value, right? So this is about money management, right? No. Here's what Jesus says, Matthew 13. Kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. Finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. So what's this about? Well, this is about Jesus. Jesus is the one who sold all that he had in order to buy the church. Okay, so this isn't about money management. All right, so next, the parable of the drawing in the net. Nope, that's not about money management. How about the parable of the hidden treasure? Well, see, treasure, that deals with money, right? So this has to be about money management, right? Well, no, actually, it's not. Again, this is like the parable of the pearl. The guy finds, you know, a hidden treasure in a field, and he goes and sells all that he has so that he can buy that treasure. That's Jesus. Jesus, yeah. Jesus is the one who, you know, bought everything. Anyway, so that's not about money management. How about counting the cost? Well, see, that should be about money management, right? Well, not exactly. No, that one's not about money management either. Luke chapter 14, 28 through 33. For which of you desiring to build a tower does not first sit down and count the cost, whether he has enough to complete it? Otherwise, when he's laid a foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it will begin to mock him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. Sounds like it's about money management, right? Well, or what king going out to encounter another king in war will not sit down and first deliberate whether he's able with 10,000 to meet him who comes against him with 20,000. So the parallels deal with money and the number of forces. And if not, while the other is yet a great way off, he sends a delegation, asks for terms of peace. So therefore, any one of you who does not renounce all that he has cannot be my disciple. See, that's not about money management. That's about the cost of discipleship. Okay, how about the lost sheep, frequently called the parable of the good shepherd? Nope, that's not about money management. How about the parable of the unforgiving servant? Nope, that's not about money management. Oh, here we go. The parable of the lost coin. That's about money and money management, right? Nope, not at all. Luke 15, 8 through 9. Or what woman having 10 silver coins, if she loses one coin, does not light a lamp and sweep the house and seek diligently until she finds it? When she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost. The parable after this is the parable of the lost sheep. This is about the good shepherd, the Christ, who goes and finds sinners. So this is not about money management, although the parable uses coin as a metaphor. The parable of the prodigal son? Nope, that's not about money management. How about the parable of the unjust steward? That one talks about a rich man, right? So Luke 16, 1 through 3, he also said to the disciples, there was a rich man who had a manager, and charges were brought to him that this man was wasting his possessions. And he called him and said to him, what is this that I hear about you? Turn in the account of your management, for you can no longer be manager. And the manager said to himself, what shall I do, since my master is taking the management away from me? I am not strong enough to dig. I'm ashamed to beg. I've decided what to do, so when I am removed from management, many people may receive me into their houses. So, summing up his master's debtors one by one, he said to the first, how much do you owe my master? He said, well, 100 measures of oil. He said to him, quick, take your bill, sit down quickly, write down 50. And then he said to another, how much do you owe? He said, 100 measures of wheat. And he said, quick, take your bill and write down 80. And the master commended, listen to this, the master commended the dishonest manager for his shrewdness. For the sons of this world are more shrewd in dealing with their own generation than the sons of light. Okay? So what's going on here? The shrewd manager. Well, notice that the shrewd manager, the dishonest manager, he basically makes his master out to be a merciful and kind and forgiving man. Yes, but there's a second part to it. So I tell you, make friends for yourselves by means of unrighteous wealth, so that when it fails, they may receive you into the eternal dwellings. One who is faithful with very little will also be faithful with much. So we're going to say that this parable, the parable of the unjust steward, that's parable number 23 out of 39, has something to do with money management. It clearly has something to do with it. How about the story of the rich man and Lazarus? Is this about money management? There was a rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen, who feasted sumptuously every day. And at his gate was laid a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who desired to be fed with what fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. The poor man died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's side. The rich man also died and was buried. And in Hades, being in torment, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. And he called out, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus to dip the end of his finger in water to cool my tongue. I'm in anguish in this flame. But Abraham said, child, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things, and Lazarus in like manner bad things, but now he's comforted here and you are in anguish. And besides all of this, between us and you is a great chasm that's been fixed in order that those who would pass from you to here may not be able, and none may cross from there to us. And he said, then I beg you, Father, send him to my father's house. I have five brothers, that they may warn them, lest they also come to this place of torment. But Abraham said, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. And he said, no, Father Abraham, if someone goes to them from the dead, they will repent. And he said to him, if they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be convinced if someone should rise from the dead. Is this about money management? No, this is about repentance. So this story is not about money management. Okay, so what about moving along here? Next one, parable 25, the master and the servant. Will any one of you who has a servant plowing or keeping sheep say to him that he has come in from a field, come at once and recline at the table? Nope, that's not about money management. How about the unjust judge? Nope, that's not about money management. The Pharisee and the tax collector or the publican? Nope, that's not about money management. The workers in the vineyard? Well, it does mention wages, but that's not about money management. The parable of the two sons from Matthew 21, verses 28 through 32. What do you think? A man had two sons, and he went to the first and said, son, go and work in the vineyard today. And he said, I will not. But afterward, he changed his mind as it went. Nope, that's not about money management. How about the wicked husbandman? Master of a house who planted a vineyard and put a fence around it. Nope, that's not about money management. How about the great banquet? Nope, that's not about money management. How about the budding fig tree? Nope, that's not about money management. The faithful servant? Nope. The 10 virgins? Nope. The talents or the minas? That's got to be about money management, right? No, actually it's not. The talents are the metaphor, and it has to do with doing business in God's kingdom. In other words, preaching the gospel. That's not about money management. The sheep and the goats? Nope. Parable of the wedding feast? Nope. The good shepherd? The parable of the good shepherd? Nope. In John 10? How about the parable of the vine in John 15, 1 through 5? Nope. That's an exhaustive list there, folks, of all of Jesus' parables. All 39 of them. Only two of them. Two out of 39 actually touch on the topic of money management. Two out of 39. That's it. Now, Jesus did talk about money outside of parables, but the point of this little exercise is to demonstrate that if you hear a pastor say, Jesus talked more about money than he talked about grace and talked about this and talked about that, that's just patently absurd and shows that the pastor who's speaking doesn't know his Bible, and he's passing along false information without actually checking in scriptures to see if the claim is true.